And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 12th of April, 2016. 1861, on this date, the Civil War began when Confederate troops fired on Fort Sumter in Charleston Harbor in South Carolina. 4:30 in the morning, beginning a war that would ultimately cost 620,000 American lives. The Confederates held Fort Sumter for 4 years and then abandoned it when William Sherman, General Sherman, captured Charleston in 1865. It was on this day, 1633, that Galileo Galilei was put on trial by the Inquisition for supporting the theory that the earth revolves around the sun. Gustave Flaubert's first novel, Madame Bovary, was published on this day in 1857, became a great sensation, a novel about a woman who has multiple affairs to stave off the boredom of her life. Franklin Delano Roosevelt died on this day in 1945 of a cerebral hemorrhage at his home in Warm Springs, Georgia. And that evening, Eleanor Roosevelt called Vice President Harry Truman to the White House to tell him that he was now president. He asked her, "Is there anything I can do for you?" And she said, "Is there anything we can do for you? You are the one in trouble now." It's the birthday of Beverly Cleary, born in McMinnville, Oregon, 1916, became a children's librarian in Washington State, and she noticed that many of the children who came to the library complained that they couldn't find books about children like themselves, and so she set out to write a whole series of books about a girl named Ramona Quimby. Ramona Quimby, who draws pictures in library books and who locks her friend's dog in the bathroom and wipes paint on the neighbor's cat. It's the birthday of the poet Gary Soto, born in Fresno, California, 1952, worked as a farm laborer, then in factories. Gary Soto, who wrote, "They say you have a tattoo of a butterfly on your thigh, but how will I know that you can uncurl cigarette smoke at will, that you can cuss in 6 languages, that your last boyfriend is using a whole box of Kleenex to wipe away his river of tears?" Here's a poem for today by Carrie Shippers, Vocational Training. "I sound so much like my mother that when people called our house for help, I'd have to stop them halfway through their stories. Hold on, I'd say, I'm not her. When I went with her on calls, I hovered in doorways, holding her equipment, watched her walk to the center of what was wrong. I knew I could memorize facts, anatomy, the math of giving oxygen or shock, but I needed her to teach me what the body wanted. What I learned was common sense. Apply pressure to bleeding. Stay as calm as you can. I'll never have her hands, the power I saw her wield, but sometimes I feel her voice in my mouth. Get some ice and you'll be fine. It doesn't need stitches, it's only a scratch. Even when I'm the one speaking, my mother's voice knows what to do." Vocational Training, poem by Carrie Shippers, from Family Resemblances, published by University of New Mexico Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and progressive.com. And by TIAA, whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.